It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. And this time around, we're going to tackle some insect pests. So tell us what to do. What's the primary line of defense to get rid of these critters?
One of the keys is to stop the population of insects before they become a problem. And one of the best ways to do that is to crush the eggs. If you can learn to recognize what those eggs look like, you can crush them or cut them out or just get rid of them. And that's going to stop the population from exploding. So for example, the Colorado potato beetle lays orange-colored eggs on the backsides of potatoes and eggplant leaves. Crush them or pull them off. Squash bugs lay copper-colored eggs that are in lines a lot of times on the backs of zucchini, summer squash, winter squash, pumpkins. Those you can actually take some duct tape, wrap it around your finger, and just tap on the eggs, and it'll pull them right off the plant without harming the leaf at all. Mexican bean beetles have yellow-colored eggs, so you can look for those on your bean plants. But if you see yellow-colored eggs on other plants, they might be the ladybug. Ladybugs are good guys. You don't want to get rid of those eggs, so you kind of have to identify them a little bit. There are other pests that we know of very well, like a cucumber beetle or the Japanese beetle. They don't lay clusters of eggs. They lay single eggs close to the ground. So the best way to get rid of those is to do some trapping. Using those pheromone traps or the yellow sticky traps, that's a good way to reduce that population. So if you can stay on top of those pests now, reduce the population so you don't have a lot later, then come August, September, you won't be inundated and calling me like, what do I do now, Charlie?
Okay, cool. We've got quite a few questions from our gardening listeners. First up is Eileen in Burlington, and she says, what might be causing decapitated flowers? I've been waiting for the Lysianthus buds to open. This is a new flower for me, and I'm not familiar with it, but this morning, I noticed three of the buds on the ground. They were not eaten, just nipped off.
I would put my bets on either a squirrel or a chipmunk. Now, of course, we know that there's a lot of chipmunks out there, and squirrels, of course, are notorious for doing things like nipping buds and just leaving them and not eating them, or just running around the yard and teasing you with them. You could try some repellent sprays. Some of those work pretty good. Plant Skid is one that has blood meal in it that works pretty well. There's a home remedy that some people have had success with, taking cotton balls and putting some peppermint essential oil on the cotton balls and putting those around the plants. And that's going to have an odor that those chipmunks and squirrels aren't going to like, and they'll be less likely to cause havoc just by nipping those buds that are around there. And of course, you can put some fencing around them too. Some wire, some mesh, a really fine micro mesh over the plant, that might protect them so that once they get flowering, you can pull it off and you can still enjoy your flowers. But there's no easy solutions for these little rodents, these chipmunks and squirrels, but try some of those and see if they work.
It's always the chipmunks.
It's always the chipmunks.
Next up, Elizabeth from Roxbury, Connecticut. She says, I've composted food scraps for nearly 30 years, doing nothing except throwing it into a cedar composter. She said, I had a spectacular perennial garden for so long, but over the years, it's morphed into a wildflower garden, more or less. And she says, I planted some fruit trees, figs, pears, plums, and purchased lobster compost. Rather than try to figure out how to fit it in to the rather mature wildflower garden, she said, I was wondering if it'd be okay to put it on top rather than mixed in the newly planted fruit trees.
Yes, that would be a perfectly fine thing to do. If you want to put that lobster compost around the fruit trees on the top as a mulch almost, you could do that. Or you could put it in the wildflower patch as well. I would do it with the wildflowers probably more towards the fall or next spring when there's not as much foliage out there. But yes, that's a great way to top dress, to add nutrients and add all the good things that the lobster compost has for your garden.
Lobsters and chipmunks, oh my. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.